Starbucks and McDonald's have joined forces to lead the search for an alternative to the plastic cup. And we've already been hearing a lot of talk about replacing plastic straws, but the plastic cup is now in their sights. Let's bring in DL Buss, who's written about this at brandchannel.com. DL, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
You bet, Steve. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. These are a couple of big brands here that seem to be taking on what feels like an impossible task, and that is to get rid of more plastic in our landfills and oceans. Tell us what they're doing.
Well, it's a big thing when you get these two huge brands who compete so ferociously in the coffee space, and obviously in restaurants, but also even in grocery aisles. I mean, McCafe by McDonald's and, of course, Starbucks packaged products, which are now owned by Nestle, you know, compete furiously for customers. So to bring them together, something has to be a big deal. And, in fact, this whole problem of ocean waste is, and that's at the root of what they're doing to cooperate with plastic cups. And the idea is that if they can come up with an alternative to plastic cups, to lids and straws they've already been working on separately, then they could go a long way toward reducing the plastic waste that has been made very clear over the last few years by environmental activists, you know, swirls in the ocean, sitting on top of the ocean surface, sometimes in these, they call them gyres, these giant swirling masses that can be hundreds of miles across. And it really poses, I think, an environmental concern that has risen almost to the very top of environmental problems, or at least concerns, you know, right up there with global warming in the eyes of some people. So they are joining and probably, let's say, headlining a list of brands that are finally trying to do something themselves about this, addressing this problem.
And so what does the nitty-gritty of that work look like? Will there be scientists from both companies and independent scientists joining them, and what will they be looking for exactly?
Well, actually, what they're doing is they're setting up a competition. I mean, it's so much of what big brands are doing these days is outsourcing innovation, right, and outsourcing R&D to smaller companies and entrepreneurs that they figure with the right incentive will come to them with ideas for how to solve challenges, and that's exactly what McDonald's and Starbucks are doing. They're getting together. Actually, McDonald's is joining something that Starbucks already established called the Next Gen Cup Challenge. And basically, what they're going to do is offer $1 million to entrepreneurs who can come up with solutions that will hopefully present some kind of integrated solution to the cup, lid, straw problem. And, you know, they're counting on that kind of incentive to bring people out of the woodwork with their ideas, and they will then work with Starbucks and McDonald's R&D people to come up with what they hope will be the ultimate solution within a couple of years.
I hate to use the phrase because I know it's overused a lot, but holy grail. If they're able to come up with something, it could be the holy grail, though, in terms of the space and saving that plastic from going into the oceans and elsewhere. Talk to us a little bit about the finances of this, the economy of it.
Well, there's increasingly the people who are concerned about this problem of ocean waste are saying what we need to have globally is a closed-loop economy where, you know, there's incentives for people and brands to recycle, to not just throw things away, and, you know, and right there you cut off this ocean waste problem by itself. You know, straws are a relatively easy challenge in that regard because you can replace plastic with paper. You know, there are people who come up with permanent straws, you know, collapsible aluminum things you put in your purse. I mean, it seems like a relatively easy solution. The whole cup lid challenge is a little bit more daunting because you know what material is it going to be made of, how is it going to be integrated engineering wise but increasingly you're finding in the closed loop economy idea, you're finding other companies that are startups that are figuring out how to make money. I mean, there's a company in North Carolina called Ocean Works that is certifying ocean waste and is going to companies and brands and saying, we can, you can advertise, you can market this product as made from certified ocean waste if you could come up with a product, and we can help you with that. And there's a startup in Florida called 4Ocean. A couple of university guys said, hey, we're going to pay fishermen in Bali and Haiti to pull plastic from the ocean. We're going to make bracelets out of it. We're going to charge $20 for them, and we're going to make money that way. So, you know, entrepreneurs and big brands are working on all various aspects of this to turn it into something economically viable as well as, you know, a good thing for the planet.
You're a sort of a brand expert on this. You've been writing about brands for a long time. Do you recall a time when big brands like this will work to solve problems like this?
Maybe not so openly. I mean, certainly, you know, you had big brands join all sorts of causes over the Farm Aid, right? I mean, there have been AIDS charities that brands have banded together to join. But in terms of an R&D project with a high profile like this, I mean, I think this is pretty rare, and I think that's why it's so significant. And of course, McDonald's and Starbucks recognize the significance of it, and that they said that's why they are coming together in such an unusual situation, highlighting the way they regard this problem. And it does make a lot of sense. I mean, for something that's ultimately a commodity, you know, the cup and the straw, why not pool your resources and not have, you know, the right hand not know what the left is doing? It's not necessarily a competitive advantage for either one, and they want to be able to spread the technology too once they come up with it. I mean, they seem to be making a genuine approach to taking a big bite out of this problem.
So eventually, whatever they come up with, then what you're saying is we'll see that cup generally. Whenever we go order a cup of anything, it'll be that cup.
I mean, it would seem to be, you know, likely that they could set an industry standard, obviously. Nobody bigger in this space than Starbucks or McDonald's.
What is the time on this, Dale? I know Starbucks says it wants to have straws gone by 2020. McDonald's is working on this, but what's the timeline for this initiative?
They're kind of indeterminate about that. I know they want to get the initiative going right away. I assume it could be, you know, as quickly as within a couple of years. If there's a technology out there that's latent and just sitting out there and waiting for funding, I mean, I think they could move pretty quickly on that, especially if they find suppliers or work with their own suppliers and say, hey, we want this done quickly. So, you know, I would suspect within a couple of years we could all be sipping from something different at Starbucks or McDonald's.
Yeah, I think I saw something recently that kind of reminded me of when I was a kid. Me and my brothers had sippy cups, those little...
There you go.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like, though. Is that where we're headed?
That could be. If you can remove the stigma of the sippy cup and make it cool and, you know, maybe brush nickel or something, and something an adults would want to carry around or collapse and put in their purse and their attaché, that could work. Maybe you should apply for this grant. It's $1 million.
No, I just remember the sippy cup. When you knocked it over, it didn't spill anywhere. I think that would also be kind of handy to have, too.
Yeah, handy for me, for sure.
All right, Dale, good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning, as always, here in the Opening Bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Dale Buss with us. You can read his story at brandchannel.com, and we'll link out to it as well in the podcast of our program a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.